Osho, the new alchemy to turn you on. Talks on Mabel Collins' Light on the Path. Given in Mount Abu, India. Discourse number 7.
Thirteenth Sutra. Seek out the way. Pause and consider a while. Is it the way you desire? Or is it that there is a dim perspective in your visions of great heights to be scaled by yourself, of a great future for you to compass? Be warned, the way is to be sought for its own sake, not with regard to your feet that shall tread it. Seek out the way. The way is not known, and the way cannot be made known by others to you. The way cannot be given. The way cannot be stolen. The way cannot be transferred. You have to seek it. Ordinarily, we think that we have to seek the goal. The way is already given. There are so many ways people go on saying, and they reach to the same goal. The goal has to be discovered, the goal has to be reached, but the way is available, too much available, too many ways. It is not so, because the goal and the way are not two things. The way becomes the goal. The first step is the last also. Because the way and the goal are not two things. The way, as you proceed on it, transforms itself into the goal. So the real thing is not to think about the goal. The basic thinking has to be about the way. Discover the way, seek out the way. But our minds are so much conditioned that everyone thinks that he has a way given by birth. Someone is a Christian, someone is a Hindu, someone is a Mormon, and they think the way is given to them by society, by culture, by education. No, the way cannot be given by anyone. Neither the society, nor the culture, nor the education can give you the way. You will have to seek it, because through seeking, you are transformed. A borrowed way is a dead way. You cannot travel on it. It will not lead you anywhere. You can believe in it. You can have consolation in it. You can postpone because of it, that you know the way, any day you can travel on it. But the moment you start traveling, that way which is borrowed, given, will be of no help. You will have to seek your own way. Difficult to seek it. Errors are possible. But nothing is gained without errors. So be courageous to err. You may move on wrong paths, but it is better to move on wrong paths than not to move at all, because you will learn at least movement. And you will learn what is wrong, that too is good. Because elimination will help. You will move on this path and you will find it is wrong. You will move on another and you will find this is wrong. And through knowing what is wrong, you will come to understand what is right. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to err. Don't be afraid to move on a wrong path. Because those who are so much afraid of being in error of moving on a wrong path, they become paralyzed. Then they remain wherever they are. They never move. Be courageous and seek out your path. And don't imitate anyone else's path. Don't imitate. Imitation will not lead you to freedom. It is not a question of following, it is a question of seeking. Be a seeker and not a follower, and know the distinction well. A follower is an imitator. A seeker also follows, but he is not an imitator. A seeker also follows, but he follows to seek, to discover. He remains alert. He remains aware. A follower becomes blind. A follower becomes dependent, spiritually a slave. A follower throws his responsibility on someone else's soldiers and then hangs. A seeker is responsible for himself. Alert, responsible, discovering every day, experimenting every day. Unafraid, vulnerable, open to any new light, ready to move into any dimension that comes to his vision. Unafraid, but always ready to change. If he feels this is wrong, he will not say, I have invested so much on this path, now I cannot change. He will throw the path, all the investment. He will move to his previous stage. Start learning from ABC again. A seeker is always ready to change. A follower is stubborn. He will close his eyes rather than see the light because he has invested so much. One Zen monk came to me and he said, I have been a Zen monk for 30 years and now I know well that I have chosen a path which is not for me. But now I cannot change it because then what shall I do? I have no education. I was initiated into monkhood when I was just a child. And these 30 years of monkhood have made me totally dependent on others. I cannot do anything. I cannot do any physical labor. And I am so much respected. Even big capitalists come to me, they bow down their heads. Leaders come to me and they bow down their head. If I leave this monkhood, and I now know that this is not for me, these same people who touch my feet, they will not employ me even as a pune. So what to do? There is much investment. Now the whole prestige, respect, honor is at stake. So I told him, if you are really a seeker, throw all this, be a beggar, or be a pune, but don't be false. When you know this path is not for you, then throw all that which comes to you, throw this path, and don't be a false man, don't be unauthentic. He said, I will think, but it seems difficult. And he has been thinking for 3 years. He has not come back. He will not come. He is a follower. He is not a seeker. A seeker can throw everything. The moment he comes to realize, this is not for me, then there is no hesitation. This sutra says, seek out the way. Be a seeker. Don't be a believer. 14th sutra, seek the way by retreating within. And whenever you find something that appeals you to your reason, to your logic, to your mind, looks rational, looks to be true, that is not enough. Your reason may say it is true. It may not be true. Unless you experiment with it, unless you experience through it, nothing is discovered. Only through logic nothing is discovered. Logic is a help, but don't make it the ultimate criterion. The ultimate criterion is always within. Experiment and experience. And unless you experience, don't believe that you have found, that the way has become revealed to you. Only through experience, theories become truths. Seek the way by retreating within. So whenever you have found a technique, a way, retreat within, go within. Experiment with it there, in your subjectivity, in your heart, and experience with it. Just don't go on thinking about what meditation is. Do it. Only then you will know it, what it is. One technique may not give you any experience. Throw it. Try another. There are hundreds of techniques. One technique is bound to fit you. Because the humanity has been struggling for millions of years. And every type of man has attained liberation. Every type of man has attained liberation. Every type of technique has been found. You are not new. You have been before. And like you, many have been before. And they have traveled the path. Many techniques have been discovered. Try. But be authentic, serious. When you try it, sincere. And try with your total energy. And if there is nothing coming out of it, throw it. Move to another. In the old days, when disciples would come to a teacher, the first thing he will try to observe will be this, whether this disciple suits me, whether I suit to this disciple. And if the teacher thought that this disciple is not meant to be here, and if he felt that this disciple would be helped more by someone else, even someone who is against him, he will tell to the disciple, go to that master. The disciple will say, but I have heard he is against you. He says you are wrong. The teacher will say, don't bother about what he says. But to you, he will suit. His way will suit. You go and first try there. Go on trying. But try with your total heart. Otherwise, you may throw a technique which was for you. So try with your total heart. If something happens, good. Move on it. Move deeply. If nothing happens and you have tried with your total mind and total energy, throw it. It is not for you. But don't throw it before you have tried it. Before you have tried it with your fullness. Seek the way by retreating within. And the 15th sutra, seek the way by advancing boldly without. But even if you experiment and experience something within, there is every possibility it may be just a delusion, may be just a projection of the mind, may be just a dream, may be just a wish fulfillment. So don't think that you have achieved the way. Now, whatsoever you have achieved within, try it without. Whatsoever you know within in your heart, now transform it into your character. Now live it. You have experienced it. Now live it. Make it your life. If you feel that silence has occurred to you through this experience, now allow that silence to move. Allow the ripples of the silence around you to move beyond you. Let that silence reach to others. Let others also feel that you have become silent. You go on being angry outwardly and you say, I am a great meditator, then you are in delusion. Don't delude, don't deceive, because you will be at last no one else. So whatsoever has happened within you, if you feel that you have experienced inner light, what is the criterion whether this is just a delusion or a reality? The criterion is your outer life will change accordingly. If you have really experienced the inner light, sex will disappear. Love will happen to you, but sex will disappear. Sexuality will disappear. Love, a very loving personality will take its place. There will be no desire for sex. But if the desire for sex remains, you have not experienced the inner light. Then the inner light is just a projection of the mind. And so far, so forth. Whatsoever you have experienced within must come out. It must be allowed to move into your life, because there is the real test, the real criteria. If you have come to a deep silence, hatred must go. If hatred remains and it has not become transformed totally into love, then you have not felt the inner silence. Because with hatred, inner silence is impossible. So you may have felt something cultivated, a stillness. You may have cultivated a stillness. If you go on repeating a mantra, then you will create a stillness which is cultivated, false. But your outer life will remain the same. If the inner changes, the outer must change. The reverse is not true. You can change the outer. There is no necessity for the inner to change. That's what hypocrisy means. You can change the outer. You can be very loving and filled with hatred within. You can change the outer. You can create a false mask, a facade. We can look everywhere, particularly in this country, where so much religion has been taught. The only end result is this: a hypocrite society. Masks, not real faces. Look at any face and you will find it is unreal. Something else is hidden behind. Something quite the contrary. You can change the outer. There is no necessity for the inner to change. But if the inner changes, it is inevitable that the outer must change. With the inner change, the outer changes automatically. If it is not changing, then your inner change is just a delusion. These three sutras are very meaningful. Seek out the way, seek the way by retreating within, and then seek the way by advancing boldly without. The whole nature of man must be used wisely by the one who desires to enter the way. Each man is to himself absolutely the way, the truth, and the life. Seek it by study of the laws of being, the laws of nature, the laws of the supernatural, and seek it by making the profound obeisance of the soul to the dim star that burns within, steadily, as you watch and worship, its light will grow stronger. Then you may know you have found the beginning of the way, and when you have found the end, its light will suddenly become the infinite light. Be not appalled and terrified by the inner darkness. Keep your eyes fixed on the small light and it will grow, but let the darkness within help you to understand the helplessness of those who have seen no light, whose souls are in profound gloom. The whole nature of man must be used wisely by the one who desires to enter the way. This is very significant. The whole of you must be used. Any fragment used will create problems. Any fragment not used will create problems. You can discard something within you, but then you will never be a total man. You can discard anger, for example, or sex, for example. Many teachings, many religions have taught to discard. They say, sex is the enemy, discard it. You can discard it. But then you are discarding a very significant part of your being. And if you discard it, how it will be transformed? And then you will always be a half man. Then whatsoever you become, you will never be total. And without being total, you can never be free. The discarded part will take its revenge. The suppressed part will go on bubbling within, trying to find a way out, and you will be always in trouble. The wisdom of ages says, use all your energies. Create a harmony. Every energy can be either destructive or creative. Nothing is bad in itself. Everything can be used in such a way that even poison becomes medicine. The wisdom will never discard anything. It will use it in a creative way. Use your anger. Use your sex. Use your hatred. How to use them? How you can use your sex? It looks the arch enemy. How to use it? Three things will be meaningful to remember. One, why this hankering after sex? Why you hanker? What you gain through it? Observe it. And by and by, as the observation will deepen, sex will dissolve. What is the real meaning of it all? Why you hanker for it? It gives you a deep meditative moment. It is a natural process of meditation. In sex, your thoughts cease. Your mind dissolves. For a single moment, of course. For a single moment, you are no more a mind. You are there without the mind. You are mindless. That mindlessness gives you a glimpse of bliss. Observe sex. Don't discard it. Be aware of it. Move into it with full awareness. And go on trying to find what is the innermost core of it. You will come to this innermost core, that sex gives you a sort of natural meditative moment. You happen to be thoughtless, and that gives you bliss. Once you have found this, now you can move into this thoughtless moment without moving into sex. This innermost core can be attained without moving into sex. And if you can attain this, sex by and by will disappear. Now the same energy will move into meditation, and the same energy will become spiritual. Every energy has to be used wisely. Nothing has to be discarded. This is one of the basic things I teach. Nothing has to be discarded. Nothing whatsoever. You have to enter into spirituality with your total being. We will change energies. We will change their arrangement. We will make new arrangements, new harmonies. New symphonies will be created, but nothing will be discarded. You are right now a puzzle. Fragments with no coherence, with no inner unity. And every fragment fighting with the other. You are a crowd, many notes with no melody. These notes can be put into a melody. And unless you do this, you will remain in misery. This sutra says, the whole nature of man must be used wisely by the one who desires to enter the way. If you really want to enter the way which leads to the ultimate, you have to use your total energies. Nothing is to be suppressed and discarded. Everything has to be accepted in deep gratitude. Now get ready for meditation. Thank you.
Thank you.
आंख बंद कर लें, शांत हो जाएं, आवाज रोक लें, आवाज करने का मन भी हो तो भी रोक लें, न तो शरीर को हिलाएं न कोई आवाज करें, आंख बिल्कुल बंद कर लें और मूर्तिवत हो जाएं। Now close your eyes and be totally silent. No noise, no expressions, no movements. As if you have gone frozen. As if the body has become dead. For 10 minutes, don't do anything. खांसे भी नहीं। 10 मिनट के लिए कुछ भी न करें। खांसी आए तो भी खांसे मत, दूर रहें खांसी से, साक्षी रहें, खांसी नहीं आएगी। और 10 मिनट खांसी रोकने से कोई मौत नहीं हो जाएगी। बिल्कुल रोक लें, शक्ति को किसी भी बहाने बाहर न जाने दें। द एनर्जी हैज अराइजन, डोंट वेस्ट इट इन एनीथिंग, कंजर्व इट सो दैट इट कैन वर्क विद इन। एक गहन शांति में डूब गए, हृदय में एक अपूर्व आनंद का क्षण हुआ। यही क्षण है कि प्रभु की मौजूदगी अनुभव की जा सकती है। अनुभव करें बाहर भीतर परमात्मा के सिवाय और कुछ भी नहीं। यू हैव एंटर्ड द डायमेंशन ऑफ साइलेंस। योर हार्ट इज फिल्ड विथ एन अननोन ब्लिस। दिस इज द राइट मोमेंट टू रियलाइज एंड फील द डिवाइन प्रेजेंस। Within and without, nothing else exists. Only the divine is. Remember, recognize, realize. अब अपने दाएं हाथ की हथेली को माथे पर रख लें और माथे पर तृतीय नेत्र के स्थान पर आहिस्ता से रगड़ें। रगड़ते ही भीतर बहुत कुछ होगा, अनंत प्रकाश फैल जाए। नाउ पुट योर राइट हैंड पाम ऑन द फोरहेड जस्ट बिटवीन द टू आईब्रोज एट द थर्ड आई स्पॉट। रब द स्पॉट विथ योर पाम स्लोली। एज यू रब इट there will be a deep explosion of light within. This is the center from where sex energy becomes spiritual. This is the center from where the world ends and the divine starts. Rub the spot slowly and much will happen. भीतर प्रकाश ही प्रकाश फैल जाता है। इन्फिनिट लाइट इज एनकाउंटर्ड। अब दोनों हाथ जोड़ लें और सिर को झुका लें। नाउ पुट योर बोथ पाम्स इन ए नमस्कार गेस्चर एंड बो डाउन योर हेड इन डीप ग्रेटिट्यूड इन डीप सरेंडर। एक ही भाव हृदय में रह जाए, प्रभु की अनुकंपा अपार है, प्रभु की अनुकंपा अपार है, प्रभु की अनुकंपा अपार है। लेट देयर बी ओनली वन फीलिंग इन द हार्ट, दाय ग्रेस इज इन्फिनिट लॉर्ड। हमारा रात्रि का ध्यान पूरा हुआ। Our evening meditation is over.